Hello, hello. Hey, with you guys, this is Fiona talking, Fiona Thorson. I don't see anybody in here at the moment, but I think I'm told that sometimes you guys are just kicking around and you can see when the show is on. So I'm here just stepping in for Tony for just a little bit. Wanted to give you an update. He asked me to give you an update because, as you know, he's been gone for the last week or so. How do we put it? I guess in his words, he would say that he's been popped. His area has been quite affected by frequencies of some sort. His house, the whole area, I believe, and he's really been affected by it and feeling some pain. To understate it, actually. So he's had to, it's really kind of knocked him on his ass. And so that's what's happening. Okay, I see a couple people coming in. Hey, you guys, I'm just giving an update. This is Fiona here. I'll give the synopsis again a little bit, but I'll let this show just kind of be driven by you and your comments and questions. So Tony's out right now at the moment. He's okay. He's alive and kicking, but the frequencies in his area have been knocking him on his ass and injuring him. So he had said that he told me at first he thought maybe he was targeted, which could still be, but then he also felt these frequencies while he was out and about, so it could very well be the whole area where he is that are quite intense. So, I mean, it's so intense that, you know, obviously he had to leave everything alone and couldn't come back. So I'm here just for tonight to give you guys this update. And of course, you'll have the replay. So if you hear of anybody, you know, your friends in the chat here who are wondering what's going on, they can come back to this. I have created a new group. So somebody called me and said that it was a bit difficult for you guys who listen to Tony's podcast here to like converse with each other. So I don't know if this chat is open. I don't think it's open if the podcast is not open. So, yes, old-fashioned girl, he's okay. He's not really doing so well. He's in some pain, but he's okay. He's working through it, and hopefully he'll be back on here soon. So, I don't know how this works, I put a little description of today's show. I'm not sure if that's going to show up on his regular page, but I'll figure it out. But anyway, there's a group link to help you guys to chat. So if you want to chat like 24/7, go and sign up at this liberty.com. Just create a free profile and then go to the link that I'm posting. Then you could go and chat there like all the time. You don't have to wait for this pod to be open. And it's essentially it'll be Tony's group. But for now, I'm moderating it, and I just wanted to give you guys a place to go and chat while he's not doing the podcast. I might step in for him on other days, but I'm not sure yet. And, you know, where's the link? Yeah, let me see. Can I post it back to you guys? I've never done Podbean before, so let me just see if I can do that. Okay, can you see it there? liberty.com/view group. So at first, you probably won't get into the group. So you have to create a profile on that site. Now that website is a Canadian social media site that a couple of freedom fighters created a couple of years ago when they saw all of the censorship happening, especially with like Facebook and stuff. And they created this website. So I can say it's probably pretty censorship proof for now. So yeah, you can create a free profile and go to that group, and then you guys can chat with each other all the time. Wow, there's so many people coming in here. Do you guys like get a notice or something when this opens up? Old fashioned girl says, can you please give him your best wishes and tell him we are praying for him? Yeah, I totally will. But I think he knows you guys are wondering what the heck's going on. Oh, you do get a notice. Okay, that's cool. Okay, so I can't, you know, even pretend to fill Tony's shoes. In case you guys don't know who I am, my name's Fiona. Fiona Thorson. I have FionaForHealth.com. And hello, Tony. No, my name's not Tony. It's Fiona. But yeah, I definitely am not replacing Tony, but I'm just kind of, I'm holding the spot for now. So if you guys want to chat about something, questions, I'll hang out here for a while. It's only been, what, 6 minutes we've been here. I'm sure there's some more people that might trickle in and have questions or something to say. So what do you got for me, guys? Mr. Bean says, has the 6G been launched? I think it was already, like, probably a while back. I know that at least 2 or 3 years ago, even in the, like, the public domain, I saw somebody sent me pictures in the UK. They were advertising for 6G internet at home. And I've seen advertisements on YouTube in India for the 6 and 7G phones. So, yeah, you know, the past few weeks, Mr. Bean, that's interesting you say that, because a lot of people have been saying that around me as well, and I've noticed it too. I had a few days last week too where I'm lucky. I'm in a pretty good spot in terms of frequencies. I'm not too kind of sheltered, but for about 3 days, it was like dreams interrupted. It felt like my dreams were being interrupted and my sleep was just tormented. And I woke up with migraines and dizziness for about 3 days in a row. But then the clouds, it was like this big heavy cloud was over me, over us. And then once the cloud lifted, whatever the heck was in those clouds must have had something to do with it. Because once it lifted, that heavy feeling in my head left. I'm just looking at your comments here. Blasting us. So what's up with Tony? Yeah. So what's up with him? He's got lots of frequency action going on in his area and his home, and he's been injured by it. Basically, he's okay. He's alive. He's, you know, just sorting things out and just trying to work out the best thing that he has to do next to take care of the situation. But yeah, he's alive and kicking. Okay, I'm going to read some more comments here. Back in the day, all the young women had a full head of healthy hair, and now I notice most of the young girls have hair falling out due to all the radiation. Is it just girls or guys too? I also feel they are playing around with frequencies through surges in the electrical lines at homes. Yes, I think a lot of it is coming up through the floors. I've felt it in several places where, and I wasn't imagining it because I had a friend come over and was like, ooh, what's that? She's like, I can feel something coming from the floor. And it was like electrical burning. My legs were burning. And that's, Tony's feeling that too, like big time where he is. FMA channel. BD says, I've been seeing them spraying the skies a lot. I've been having sinus issues, feeling dizzy. Yeah, I know how you feel. Refuse the smart meter, but I had to put up a huge argument. Yeah, that's a good thing to fight off. Deep sleep is healing, so they make sure none of us can have proper sleep anymore. I know, eh? God. Were his neighbors affected? Good question, Mr. Bean. Were his neighbors affected through frequency assault in his area? I asked him that question, and what did he say now? I don't remember. I don't remember what. I know that. No, he said not so much in his area. He's heard of people elsewhere, farther away, having issues. But then he has also mentioned, I think he's mentioned it on the show too, that there's a lot of ambulances cruising through his town. Like, it's not really a big town. It just seems there's more ambulances flying by than usual. So, yeah. So if you guys, here, I'll put the link again. So just an update for those of you who just came in. It's Fiona here. I'm just stepping in for Tony to give you guys a update of what's going on. And, yeah, Tony's invincible. Yeah. And I've created a chat group. I'm going to put the link in the chat right now so that you can, you guys can talk with each other 24/7, because this chat or this pod is not open all the time. And if Tony's not here, then you can't talk to each other, right? So, there's the link. Go to liberty.com and create a free profile and then go to that group link. And you guys can chat with each other. French, so what kind of actions is he taking? Does he want to move out? Yeah, he'd like to leave his place. That's what he's working on. I don't know where he's going. I don't think he even knows where he's going yet. So, yeah, he's working on plans. That's all I really know in terms of what he's doing. yeah, if there's anything you guys, you know, want to fire at me for topics and questions, I would move out of the country. Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one, you know. Lots of people have left their countries, and there's a lot of the same issues everywhere. I think it's a matter of, oh, there's a lot of things to consider, I guess. The people, what kind of towers and things are around. Sent him a message on Zoom. Yeah, I think he's staying off the computer a lot right now because of the electrical feeling. You know, he's getting this pain and stuff. Wallace says, they're charging me an extra $40 per month on my electric bill for refusing the smart meter. Yeah. Well, send them a big middle finger with that $40. French says, oh yeah, I mean, away on an acreage far away from cities and towers. Yeah, it's so hard though. Like, you really gotta find a sweet spot. And then, hey, Cherie, it's me. Surprise, it's not Tony. Sorry. Yeah, it's hard to dodge the frequencies. You know, even in smaller areas, they have so many towers and stuff around now. The pics he sent in his last message were terrible. Yes, old-fashioned girl. Yeah, he has like some kind of burns on his legs, I think. Is he moving? I think so. Yeah, I think that's what he's working on. Don't know where and I don't know when, but I think he's working on it. Mr. Bean, I think we'll all need to leave U.S., Canada, EU. Well, that's a big chunk of the earth, you know. Maybe we do. But not everybody's going to. You know, I totally understand if people want to stay where they are. And, you know, their families are there. That's their home. You know, that's the hill they're going to die on. Whatever hill you choose, like, Power to you. That's what I think. Morocco. Yeah, Morocco would be nice. Beaches. I think a lot of people speak English there too, so it wouldn't be too difficult. Yeah. So I could just kind of blab on for a little while if you guys want with you, or we can put it away. It's kind of interesting. I've done a little bit of a pod like this before, but I've seen you guys in the chat room when I've been on the chats. So it's kind of interesting just to be on this end of it. When is Tony going to be back with his podcast? As soon as he gets himself sorted out. I don't know how long that's going to be. Possibly I'll step in for him on other days. Tonight was just kind of like, just jump in here and talk to you guys and let you guys know that he's live. And as well as he can be, considering. Yeah. Let me see if you guys have joined the group yet. I don't see anybody there yet. So, yeah. Tony never had CV. He's going through those symptoms for the first time. I don't think blistering was a symptom of that, was it? But I mean, we know that CV wasn't really a virus, right? I just call it the bioweapon. I got sick with the bioweapon. Do you guys want to hear that story since we're sitting here? About a year ago, I don't know what caused it. It didn't feel like a normal flu. So I started to get hot. I started feeling hot and radiation exposure. And that's what I think what this was. It was about, the summer of 2022. I can't remember exactly how it started, but I was like getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And pretty soon I could feel the heat in like my neck, like just below my neck and my chest. And it felt like there was a fire burning in my neck and it was going up into my head. And I felt like if I let it get into my head would explode. That's really what it felt like. I had to get water and put it all over my skin and cool myself down. I did that about every hour. I even called Tony. I was like, something's happening here. This is not normal. He said, take a wet face cloth with some water. Get it like a little bowl of water and vinegar and dab it all over the body and like hold it there. And the vinegar should pull out the heat. And it did. So about every hour, I either use the vinegar water face cloth all over my body, or I would reapply some aloe or just water. But I had to do it about every hour for like 2 days. Because my head was going to explode. That's what it felt like. It was pretty intense. And then once the fever, so-called fever, died down, that feeling in the throat moved down into the chest. And then I had this heavy pressure on the chest. And I started to cough. And guess what I used? Just because I had it on hand. I had some, I call it MacGyver medicine. That's my code word for it. Can you guess which medication that is? MacGyver medicine. Since we have to code our words sometimes now. No guesses? Give you 5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, MacGyver. I call it MacGyver medicine because it sounds like ivermectin. MacGyver. So I actually took some ivermectin, just a low dose. I took it for about 2 days. I was taking other stuff too. I took some oregano oil, but that didn't seem to do much. The fever had been gone already. It was just the stuff in the chest that started. And so I took some of the MacGyver medicine and some oregano, and it seemed to knock it out. Yeah. So if you guys just stepped in here, just an update. This is Fiona, and I'm giving a little update on Tony because he's been gone, as you know. He has not been well. There's been some frequency action in his neighborhood, and it's really affected him. So you're a fan of ivermectin, Cherie? Nice. What do you use it for? I know it's used for all kinds of things, like parasites, I think. Respiratory issues. Somebody said to me, why would you use ivermectin if COVID wasn't really a virus? How can that be a solution to this so-called virus? I said, well, think about it. COVID, or whatever they're calling it nowadays, is actually, you know, the bioweapon, I call it, is a combination of chemicals that does a certain thing. And this medicine is another combination of chemicals that maybe counteracts it. So that's the way I think about it. A lot of things. Yeah. Cherie's a very knowledgeable one, you guys. Do you use any shielding? Yes, I have a Faraday thing over my bed canopy. And there's a sheet to go underneath the bed if I'm up on a, you know, the second floor or higher. I have a couple of fans. I wear the clothes. I don't have enough, actually, at the moment. I'd like to have more. But as long as my sleeping space is covered, that's, you know, for me, that's the most important. Wallace says, what I noticed in my area, Florida, was that any time after they released the bioengineered mosquitoes and they also were spraying the poor neighborhood summer 2021 and 2022, that is when the so-called COVID broke out. What kind of blisters does Tony have and where? They're on his legs and they look like burns. Actually, well, the picture, somebody here said they got a picture. He sent the picture to some of us. It was kind of blurry, but I mean, it was clear enough. You could see it looked like burn blisters on his legs. Second degree burns. Wow. Okay. Well, just a reminder, and for those of you who just came in, I created a little group if you guys want to talk to each other, you know, when this pod is not running. Here's the link again. Oops, hang on a second. It'll be Tony's group, but I'm just going to moderate it until he gets back. Ilana Freeland, Mr. Bean says, also suffered frequency attacks at a geoengineering conference. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, tell me your guys' news or anything going on with you that happening, or things that, you know, you want to share that work, solutions, stories. Sorry, I'm not Tony. let me see if I can find something. I mean, there's so many things going on that, you know, I've taken an internet diet for quite a number of months now that some things I delve into and some things I can just skim the surface because I think there's just so much stuff. You're calling me? Okay, well, when I'm off of here, we will let's talk, Cherie. How about that? Because I can't do this and talk to you on the phone. Oh, you're calling me on here. Oh, you are. Oh, hang on. How do I do that? Calling. Aha. Hey, that's neat. Okay, I'm gonna try to let you talk.
Can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you.
Yay! Hi, Fiona.
Awesome. Hey, Cherie.
Thank you for doing this for Tony. He's really been getting spanked lately.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, so hey, I just wanted to follow up on it's just too much to type when you asked me about ivermectin.
Yeah.
So I know Tony hates it. He and I have had this talk for 7 years. It's okay. But
Okay.
anyway, in my research about mimetics, you know, all of our super bugs, whether it's like a strep throat or a staph infection, a Lyme disease, or the COVID BS, whatever you want to call that stuff, it's all been weaponized. Actually, everything's been weaponized since probably the early 2000 in my research. So some of our research is not going to line up like yours, mine, and Tony's are not all exact, right? So nobody shoot me for speaking what, you know, my expertise. But anyway, I noticed that when they were developing, usually it was the military or, you know, associated with DARPA, when they were developing the mimetics of all of these various viral or bacterial components, they use a parasite to actually put into the bug to put the new weaponized version or the tech into the bacterium or the virus or the fungus. Even funguses are weaponized at this point. So that's why the ivermectin can kill the virus. It doesn't necessarily do anything for the tech, as we all know, because anybody following this channel is very nano literate. But it will help you deal with the biological aspect. And that's what people forget is we're not just tech. We literally have to take care of both,
That
right? So
I agree with that. I agree totally. Yeah.
all
Which
my
is
clients, well, most of my clients, if they have any parasite infections whatsoever, we use either fenbendazole or ivermectin, or there's some other things too. In the natural health world, you don't have to go for medications. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do, but I do start there because most people are super sick and they need symptom relief first. So I start with my new clients that, you know, taking some form of antiparasitic. And then we have to transition into taking care of the tech as well. So I
Or
mean, we
the
do it all, but most of them don't know. People that find me, they don't all know about nano, so they're not literate. So we have to kind of start at square one. So when they start feeling better, then we, you know, go into why do we do the anti-parasite meds? It's because most weaponized everything, they used a parasite to literally, put the tech into the like either it was a tick or a you know a mycobacterium is a great example. So
They
that's
put
why
the parasite into the tech, you
they
said?
put the tech they put the tech strain or whatever they're doing the
Yeah,
new
the
strain of whatever
mimetic.
they use a parasite as a carrier to put it like in a tick.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why if you have a tick-borne illness and you take an anti-parasite, then you can relieve a lot of your symptoms like 80% of the time. It doesn't completely get rid of it, but a lot of people start to feel better quickly. So that's why the big push for all the anti-parasite remedies. I mean, that's really the background on that. So I just wanted to
Cool.
share.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. You can hang me up anytime you're done with
Oh no, whenever
listening.
you're finished, you tell me and I'll cut you off.
Okay, well, that's all I had to say. That's
Okay,
it.
thanks, Sheree.
Bye.
Okay, bye. You still there? Mute, I've muted you, but now.
I'm unmuted now.
Hang on a second. Okay, I'm going to hit mute and then I'll figure this out. So that's Cherie, you guys. She's got, her link is on Tony's podcast here. I don't know how to hang it up. It's like, oh, there we go. Thanks, Cherie. I learned some cool stuff from Cherie. Okay, here, I'll tell you one thing that I learned from Cherie too. Just look at your comments. Is ropeworm maybe the prominent parasite? Cherie might be able to answer that, but I would say, I don't know if there is one prominent one. Good question, but I don't know the answer. No, ropeworm is a common one, not prominent. Okay. Do you know, Cherie, do you know if, you know, are there any particular ones that are more prominent than others, or is it just kind of a jumbled mix depending on where in the world you are and the food you're eating, I suppose? And the stuff that they've given us, right? Mr. Bean says, all of Tony followers across the world should relocate to an off-grid village outside of the Western world. Well, you know what? I don't know if that's going to work. Here's my thought. Here's my feeling about off-grid villages. It's great if you... if you know how to live that way, if there was like, let's say there were a bunch of us, say 100 people, and we build this village. Actually, I'm going to give you an example, and I don't want to shoot down this place because I think they're doing a really good thing, but there's something happened. There's a place called Liberland right by Serbia and Croatia, and it's their own country, this tiny little country, and they are, you know, promoting freedom, right? Living as a free person. And they had a whole bunch of people just come and choose their land as settlers and start building their houses. And then the Croatian police came in and destroyed it all. They're trying to rebuild now. But, you know, I've met a lot of people in traveling who are trying to find their, you know, quote, find their tribe and find community and find the right people to go and do that thing with, you know, go and make an off-grid community. And they're just not finding it. There's a few people who are doing it, people who've got their families, they've got their money, they're able to buy a place, but they're integrating with whatever communities around them. And I think that's the key is, you know, just the way the society is the way we are now. It's kind of difficult for us to completely separate. And so we have to just know who our friends and allies and family are and find ways of living within regular society. That's my opinion anyway. Maybe going off grid works for some people. But I was going to tell you my little thing that I learned from Cherie about ozone. So I was looking into, I do use ozone, but I'd still use like the devices that I learned from Tony too, the bucket, the triangle. Actually, the triangle and the spike are my two favorites. So I always use those. Just like Cherie said, I deal with the tech side and then I deal with the biological side, and ozone is one of my favorite. Now I was shopping around for an ozone machine to do my own ear and rectal insufflation. So I've done it before and it was quite good for me. And so I thought that I had to buy this more expensive machine that has an oxygen tank next to it. And you connect the whole thing and then you take the ozone into a syringe and then you actually insert that into your rectum and it absorbs into your colon, the ozone, and helps you kill off any parasites and bacteria and regenerate your cells. But Cherie had taught me about this way. Well, you don't have to get that machine. You can get the ozone, the water ozone machine, and ozonate your enema water. So that's what I've been doing. And I'll tell you, one massive kaboom combination of an enema solution is your warm water. You warm up the water first, of course. Ozonate it. Add a little bit of some kind of salt, like maybe baking soda or sea salt. And then like one or two drops of turpentine. And that with the triangle beforehand or the spike beforehand, you might see some parasitic looking things coming out. Let me just read your comments. Dublin Photo Art says, we are better off infiltrating all of society so they don't win. That's kind of where I stand. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it infiltrating, but more like permeating. Paul says, Dr. Klinghart, who gave many teachings on parasite protocols, he says the most effective product that is powerful is rhizomyrrh from Key Science, ozonated castor oil mixed with many parasite herb oils. I love Klinghart, and I think Cherie knows a lot about, she's learned from Klinghart too. Cherie says, Ascaris seems the most common parasite that I'm seeing lately. Ascaris. I never heard that. Ascaris. Mr. Bean says, there's no way we can survive these frequency attacks with ease without moving to a secure place. You know what they're doing in England? I think they're taking, like, people, not the government, people in, you know, hoodies and face coverings are going around and taking down cameras and towers. Paul says, my question was about the DARPA favorite parasite they are using, but they are probably using many parasites though. I don't know the answer to that one. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, Paul. Oh, Cherie says, I'm one of Klinghart's students. Yeah, Cherie would be the one to talk to about Klinghart or parasites too, Paul. Cherie, maybe you can do the show sometime. Or call in anytime. If I'm still here, that is. Cherie says, I made a frequency tincture with rhizomyrrh, R-Y-Z-O-L. I've never heard of rhizomyrrh. Is that like where it comes from? Or how's it different from other myrrh? All right. Dr. K Remedy. Okay, cool. Just looking at your names here. Boer Lives Matter. I like your name. It's funny. It's getting... Well, what do you guys think? Should we shut her down for the night? You guys have had your update. I will keep updating you. And hopefully Tony will be back very, very, very soon. Thank you, Cherie. Okay, yeah, I think I will shut it down now, okay? So just remember, if you guys want to talk off of this pod, you got the link there. You can email me if you like, fiona@fionaforhealth.com. Cherie's link is in any of Tony's past podcasts. You'll see her name there, Cherie. I think it's Simply Synced. Maybe Cherie can put it in there. It's in all the podcasts, though. You can see it there. There it is. She put it there. Yay! Okay, thanks for joining me, you guys, and you guys want me to step in again sometime? Should I, or am I too boring? Okay. All right. Okay, so hopefully Tony will be back sooner than later, but I'll keep in touch with you guys in the meantime. Okay, have yourselves a good night. Bye-bye.